Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, recently you spent some time in my home state of Texas talking about border security and how to legally get migrant workers into the country that want to work on our farms.
Well, you're right. I went to, I guess you call it, the battlefront. You know, we all talk about immigration and we all place that priority of securing the border. We had a meeting in Texas for other reasons, but Commissioner Staples was kind enough to arrange a tour for 7 or 8 of us to go down to McCallum just to see what border security looked like in terms of the assets, people deployed to do that, the amount of work that they face, the numbers of people. It's pretty eye-opening.
It truly is. And they take border security down there very seriously, but unfortunately, I think many of them feel like they're fighting a losing battle.
Well, boy, you must have been there when I was asking one of them when they were telling us the sheer numbers. I think that the day before there were 1,400 folks brought in to be processed, and whatever that means, they could go back to their home. They could be sent to here before another level of jurisdiction, but 1,400 a day. But you said it earlier, and they made the point, but we said if, in fact, some of these folks were given a way to come to our country to work, not toward citizenship, but just abide by clearly understood set of rules, then the folks that I saw could concentrate on the bad people and the plenty of bad people coming in to do harm to our citizens, to bring drugs to our country. And if they could take the amount of effort we're making there and focus it on those trouble areas, we'd all be better off.
Truth of the matter is that a lot of people crossing the border are bringing their young families with them, and they just simply want to work.
Well, that's true. And as we were there at the processing center, the Border Patrol, we went into the control room where they had these folks waiting to be processed, and the number of children, young children, was what just catches your eye. One part of you has the sympathetic feeling for them. The other part says, these are our laws, our country. So the guys on the front line, I came away with admiration for them. I asked one of them, I said, tell me a good day from a bad day. He said, well, a good day is nobody's hurt on his staff or nobody in a rundown instance, and there are plenty of them. So they sort of take it one day at a time. It's an important job, and again, now that I've seen it when we talk border security, I have a little bit of appreciation for it.
And the immigration reform that should come with it.
Well, you're right. That was a part of our previous discussion around the tables, and there's so many things that need to be done. We just have to get the political winds blowing in the right direction, maybe separate the issues of guest worker reform, get it in place so that it could proceed getting some of the answers around immigration. But for agriculture all across this country, we've got to have a reliable workforce, because the second part of that trip, we went over to customs and we saw where agricultural products are being inspected coming in the United States. And, you know, just see in my mind that if we don't do a good job to help secure labor in our country, then more of that food inspection and food coming from other parts where they're not going to abide by the same set of standards that we do, that will become more and more part of our life.
Absolutely. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.